Hey, it's Arrow. Inside the LAProductions.us studio, we are unplugged and totally uncut with Seven Angels and Mark Slaughter from the group Slaughter. Seven Angels, man, you talk about a pure, straightforward band that knows how to rock and roll. No gimmicks, man. They don't even apologize for it. It's driven by infectious hooks and a groove so wide that you can drive a freight train right through it. I mean, that is what music is all about. And who better to know that than LAProductions.us, a professional mobile DJ service right here in the Southeast that helps you create and generate the most incredible memories without you having to deal with the stress of keeping everyone entertained. From weddings to corporate events, birthdays, anniversaries, LAProductions.us works side by side with you as planners and performers connected to this new age of fun and dance. LAProductions.us. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Seven Angels and Mark Slaughter.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fantastic, man. Where are you guys at? Are you out in California?
Mark Slaughter.
Mark Slaughter from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey there.
Yeah, Mark.
How are you, man?
I'm out in L.A.
Look at that, man. Three quarters of the nation we are being represented here, man. With Carolina and Tennessee and California. Boy, there you go.
There you go.
when you guys are out on the road,
don't drink.
Just don't drink what now?
Just don't drink the water, right?
Not around here, man. Not with two nuclear power plants in this neck of the woods, huh? So, like, when you guys have traveled the nation, is there still such a thing as the regions? Because when I was growing up in the ranks of radio and stuff like that, it was always like the East Coast, and then you would have the Pacific Northwest regions and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it's still regions and, you know, same thing. Yeah, it's the same old thing as it used to be. It's just very global in the sense that everything is connected through, you know, social media dash internet, and the world has gotten a lot smaller. So, we can make records from, you know, through technology in two different states. And that part of it's exciting, and it's actually, you know, it's a wonderful way of doing it for sure.
Can you imagine going back to those younger years, though, when you probably had a tape recorder and you hit play and record, where these days, I mean, you've got the big system. I mean, it's like if I would have had back then what we have today, oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a game changer. And, you know, but, you know, Josh stayed in the game and still has the studio out in Los Angeles. And I just made my studio for just myself at the farm here in Nashville.
To bring together Seven Angels, I mean, this right here is a page in music history. And the reason why I bring that up is because Rolling Stone magazine has been all over this for the past 2 months, that we're going into a new age of rock. And you guys fit into this so perfectly.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's all about the song. Ultimately, that's the most important part of all this. It starts with the song. And, you know, when Josh brought the song to me originally, then I basically said, hey, man, I hear some different guitar parts. Is it cool? And he said, you know, do your thing. That's why I'm calling. So that's where it all started, you know, because Josh and I grew up together, actually, in Las Vegas.
What was it like for you, Josh, to be able to, you know, pull that song out? Because we're in this age right now. I remember at the beginning part of COVID-19, people were telling me, no, I'm not going to write anything. I'm going to wait this out and see what's going on. But here comes Josh. He's writing music when the world has stopped.
Well, actually, Seven Angels, we had went through, you know, personnel over the years. And we're originally a bunch of studio guys in L.A. is how it started. And we had been working on this project, and we were busy with other projects. We just didn't have enough time to devote. And so what ended up happening is, because of COVID, it freed up the schedule. So now Bob and Jesse and I were able to sit down, and we're looking at the record that was, you know, a lot done. We're over halfway done. And we sat back down, and I was like, I got to get this to Mark. You know, and Mark had been working, well, as you know, with my wife, Georgia, on her record. And so, you know, Mark and I, you know, I sent him over the tracks, and immediately Mark took it in another direction. He's like, hey, are you cool if I take it more in this Zeppelin thing? And I'm like, yeah, man, do your thing. And, you know, because I've known Mark's playing since we were kids. And I mean, Mark's a shredder, you know, and everybody knows him as this iconic lead vocalist. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize this cat is a real serious guitar player. And so it was great when Mark got the tracks. It was like he was calling on the phone going, hey, do you mind if I do this? And what tones are you looking for? And I mean, he's got an arsenal of guitars, and he's got all of the gear, and pulled out a B-bender for this. And I'm just gagging, going, all of a sudden the tune just, it literally just took life. And I'm going, oh, man, it made my hair stand up. And I was like, this is what we were looking for and the vibe of it. So Jesse and Bob and I, we were just like kids in a candy store. And, you know, what's cool about it is because Bob's a badass lead vocalist. So now you have Bob on vocals and you have Mark, who's a badass lead vocalist. So this is just like really a super group. I'm just sitting back there going like, oh my God, these two can do damage. So it's good, you know.
Well, I'm glad you said super group because, you know, back in the 1980s when we were spinning music, I mean, it was like we called them super bands, you know, like Asia and stuff like that. And I was so afraid of bringing that up by listening and studying the history of Seven Angels. I'm going, this is a modern day super band.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead, Mike.
It's very musical, and I think that the key point, you know, with all this is that it's guys that really take their instruments seriously, but we all understand the simplicity and what matters in a song. So, you know, we could overplay all day long if we wanted to as well, but I think that's, you know, this song was. When they said it to me, I was like, man, Bob's vocal's great. You know, he sounds incredible. And Josh said, hey, man, it's going to put some vocals on. I go, why? I mean, this his vocals sound great. There's nothing I don't need to do anything, but I'll tell you what I can do. I need to do some guitar stuff if you don't mind me taking it in a different direction. And, you know, so it became, you know, a totally different support system for me as a musician than the standard thing that I have done in Slaughter, you know?
Okay, so then what came first, the chicken or the egg, in the way of, you know, you were coming up with the guitar pieces? Then does Jesse come in then with that R&B funk background? Or do you work together with Jesse saying, okay, how can we combine here and make a collaboration between the strings?
Well, no, what actually happened was the tracks were done, and Mark came in and put the guitars on last.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was actually another guitar track that was on it originally, and I said, it sounds good, but I think that we could really bring it to a new level. And he just says, do what you do. It's fine.
Well, I swear this is the first time that I've ever seen a song come out and has the same title as the band. Seven Angels. Here's Seven Angels with Seven Angels.
Right? Well, there's Black Sabbath and Black Sabbath. There you go.
I mean,
I do believe this is called, it's subtle branding is what it is.
Yeah.
New York, New York.
If you forget the song, maybe. Yeah. If you forget the name of the song, maybe we remember the name of the band and vice versa.
So, but one of the things that I got out of the music was that as I listened to it, and I really do study it because I like to break down music. What I wrote was great rock, much needed rock. Don't you think that we're in that age where we need to have the authentic instruments rather than something that's been beefed up inside a DJ's room?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, well,
yeah,
you,
I mean,
touch
I think,
on something.
Yeah, go
oh,
ahead,
sorry,
Josh.
Mark. Oh, no, I was just going to say real quick, you touched on something that is, it's true. It's like we're still, even though we're in a COVID situation and we're cross-country and so forth, we're still doing it with the old-school sensibility. I mean, we have the new gadgets and the technology, but like when I'm tracking, I got my old vintage kid in there and I'm in the room and, you know, and we have a Neve console and I mean, we're doing it in the real deal, you know, and we still have analog tape. So there's still very much of a old school sensibility at where we're coming from, and we're much more age appropriate now to be, say, a young band that wanted to be like a retro band, but they're young kids. It's different when you're older and you've done it and you really are, you know, classic.
That's our
rock
soundtrack. That's, you know, that's the soundtrack of what we grew up with and listened to, and you know, that's the environment that made us who we are. So I think that's a key point is, you know, you get something that's part of where you came from, and it's a little bit more natural than, you know, you're trying to emulate something.
Now, you talked a little bit about branding and stuff like that with these Seven Angels with Seven Angels. What about the Rolling Dice? Is that going to become a part of your branding as well? Because I saw it on the video. I see it on the album cover. I see it. I'm seeing it.
Well, originally the thought was the record would be called Roll of the Dice, you know, just because it's, what it was. You know, everything in life is a roll of the dice. But yeah, it had a little bit in there, and so it was a nice.
And there's
kind
two
of
guys from Vegas, so why wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
That's so true. That's so true.
You know? Here's a little tidbit on that one. The dice that are in the video, right? I'm hunting all over to find Vegas dice. Figures I wouldn't have had a set. So we're looking all over for the dice. And the guy I bought them from the day before we did that shoot, those are the dice from the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas, the old Frontier in the 60s. Those are the original dice. I'm like, so they really are vintage Vegas dice.
Wow. I love the attitude of the band with no gimmicks, no apologies. I mean, it's like, you know what? This is who we are. We're no apologies. Let's rock. Enough said.
That's it.
I mean, look, it's. I think we're just trying to find a way to make music, not only for us, but for the listener to go, you know, it makes you smile. And, you know, when I was cutting the guitars on that, I was giggling. I was like, oh, that's great. You know, when you enjoy something like that, you go, you know what, man? I'm doing the right thing. And that is, and you know it. There's something that's just, you just know, okay, this is what I should be doing.
Yeah, it was funny when you sent the first solo. Bob heard it when Mark goes, hey, check this out. I just took a run through it. And Bob calls me immediately, and I go, well, Mark's going to do another patch. He goes, no, that's it. Don't touch it.
That's interesting that you bring up the guitar solo, because that seems to be what is missing from a lot of today's music, is that pause so that listeners can catch up and they can really participate with the instrumentation of what's going on behind the lead vocals.
Yeah, there's a lot of music right now. It doesn't have it anymore. I mean, it's kind of a lost, dying art, so to speak, unless you're going classic rock.
And I also think Mark with the solo, what was really cool is because, you know, Mark is really a badass shredder, but because Mark is also a badass singer, he has a real good sensibility where to play and where, how musically to fit in. So the approach to the solo was very, very melodic versus, you know, it was very much in a Zeppelin vibe, but it was really beautiful how melodically it was structured, where it brought something in instead of, hey, check out how fast I can play, or, you know, it was just cool how he approached it.
So how does life on the future tour bus change in the way that, you know, when you were talking about the younger bands and stuff like that, it's all about, you know, hey, man, we're having a good time on the party and all that kind of stuff. But now, as you've matured more, does it become just sitting back and just getting the ride so you can get there? What happens on that tour bus now?
I think that
Advil.
You know what? Here's the truth with it all. If it turns into a touring thing, with Slaughter, I've been doing flight dates for the last, you know, 15 years. So I've just flown to different shows, even through the, you know, commercial airlines. I think that's the easiest way. Tour buses really just don't necessarily do it anymore.
Will we one day
truck stop at 2 a.m. You know,
will we one day ever see the Mark Slaughter All-Star Band? Because I mean, you have performed with a lot of people, and it's like, it would be, you know, I mean, it's an all-star moment for you.
Well, I would love to do something like that. In fact, I even talked about doing that in some corporate events. Scrap Metal was much like that, which I did with the Nelson Brothers. You know, bottom line is we're all friends. Those of us who still do this are friends. And we all still, you know, hey, check out this song, or look what I'm doing, or this. And, you know, we're in it because we love it. I mean, this is not a money grab thing by any means. This is because we love the music and because we want to make music to make people smile, right along with ourselves. I mean, you know, it's a guilty pleasure for sure.
Well, you can definitely tell that in the video, because you guys really put a lot of time and energy in that. And, you know, they always say that people will tune out of a video in the first 15 seconds. You can't on this video. You make the damn thing so damn dramatic that you're just tuned in watching everything that's taking place. It's almost like a Hollywood movie.
Oh, that's great. That's going to make Georgia pretty happy, huh?
It definitely is. Yeah, Georgia ended up doing that video. It was out of necessity, you know.
And it's making the connection with the people. And speaking of those connections, where can people go to find out more about Seven Angels?
Well, it's Seven Angels Official 7angels.com. And then they can go to Facebook.
That's for the number angels. Seven, not written out.
Yes, number seven. And then we're on Facebook, Seven Angels, and also Copa Room Records, which is www.coparoomrecords.com, and then markslaughter.com.
So, Josh, do you still at times feel like a kid in the way that you've got a great name like Seven Angels, and you're sitting there going, how can we put this logo on that stage so that when it lights up, those fans go crazy?
Oh, big time. I mean, literally, this is going to sound silly, but, I hate to keep saying Georgia, but she designed up the logo a while back. You know, that was originally her design. So she designed it with the tattoo on the arm, and we had to take, she looked at my hand, and I'm throwing the dice, so it was my hand. So, you know, so it is. I'm professionally a hand model now, by the way. I got to list that on my resume. And so... You know, so the hand, she for my birthday, last year she got me the logo on my bass drum head. So my friend Manny that runs Remo, the manufacturing for the drum heads, he made this beautiful head with the logo on it. So now I'm going, well, I don't have a drum set that looks good enough to put it on. So I was literally on the phone with my friends at DW going, what kind of set would look good with this? You know, we're going like, I'm trying to get the kit to look good with the logo head. You know, it's pretty funny. So, yeah, it is. It's sort of a visual thing with the branding, with the hand, the dice, the tattoo. Yeah, and I think it's a good thing where you kind of, as you're starting a new record label, you're starting a band, and you know you want to brand things. You want to have it synonymous visually with what you're doing. Like you knew Bad Company, you knew their logo, you knew Led Zeppelin. I think you knew Slaughter. Every band has a logo. They have the brand. So. You know, I think it's a unique one. It ended up working out well, and I got to give Bob credit for that. Bob's the one who came up with Seven Angels, so I give him the credit.
Well, look, you just took me down an area here. When you were talking about Slaughter having their own logo, I also knew that the very second that I saw Mark's picture, that it was a Slaughter record. So therefore, in Seven Angels, who gets the credit for that in the band? That one look where people go, well, damn, that's Seven Angels.
Hopefully all of us.
There you go.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think really what we're trying to do, even more so than anything, is not even on a credit side, is really just get the music out of what we love. And it's the songs and writing songs the way we love to do it and the way that we think that our, you know, teenage selves would have cranked it up and listened to it for a whole summer. And I think that's really what it is if you can get back into that side of where you came from and the love of why you do this in the first place. I think that's a key point. And obviously, you know, Josh and I, you know, knowing each other as teens, we certainly know that side and how to pull that young, you know, attitude out of the music.
You guys have got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Well, we really appreciate it.
You be brilliant today, okay? And have a great weekend and be safe out there.
You too. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
We're going to avoid the earthquakes out here. It's been rocking and rolling all night.
I was going to say you had a 4.7 last night. Did you not a 4.7?
Yeah, we woke up, the bed was shaking, Georgia was kind of screaming, and yeah, you know, and it wasn't even a...
That was because of the earthquake.
Yeah.
that's classic.
I walked right into that one.
Yeah, you did.
Have a great day, you guys.
All right, thank you much. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. All righty.